If Krishna's manifestation in this world are meant to attract the soul to use the free will properly, then the Bhagavatam says that Krishna's, say the literature glorifying Krishna may be imperfectly composed.
Okay.
Still, wise people will accept it. So why should it be imperfectly composed if it is meant to attract people? Yeah, good question. First of all, I would say let's look at what that imperfectly composed means. This is in the this is in the conversation between Narada and Vyasa.
Yes.
And Narada Muni is telling Vyasadeva has already compiled all the Vedic literature and still he is dissatisfied. And the Vedic literature is often quite artistic, literary. So, in this section of the Bhagavatam, the stress is on the superiority of bhakti as compared to anything else. So, bhakti is what is important. A few verses before it is said that even if there is jnana and vairagya, if there is no bhakti, it is of not of much use. Nashobhate jnana malam niranjanam. So, if bhakti is there, everything becomes valuable. So, in that same vein, what Narad Muni is telling here is that you have written all these literature. This Tadvag Visargo is one verse, and that verse before that or after that is Nayat Vichascha Chitrapadam Hare Resho. That those literature which do not glorify Krishna, they are a pilgrimage place for crows. Yeah. So, what he is saying is, you have written all these literature, but they are not directly glorifying Krishna. Therefore, they are not really that valuable. In contrast, if there is some literature which glorifies Krishna, then that is perfect. And even if it is imperfectly composed. So now, imperfectly composed means, the point is not that devotees will glorify Krishna imperfectly.
Mm-hmm.
But even if there is some material imperfection, the spiritual purpose of glorifying Krishna is far more important. And that is what is to be seen. That is what wise people see. There is that verse, Murkho vadati Vishnaya, dhiro vadati Vishnave. That, Ubhayastha samam punyam, bhava grahi janardana. Like where Vishnu and the adjective of Vishnu is Vishnave. Vaishnava, we say. Murkho vadati Krishnaya, dhiro vadati. But somebody may say, like we Krishnaya, there is Krishnaya and there is Vaishnavi.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody might take this adjective over there. Somebody might say Vishnaya or Krishnavi. Somebody might do it like that.
Mm-hmm.
But it says that even if somebody chants like that, still Bhavagrahi Janardana. The Lord sees the intention. So often in bhakti literature, the stress is given on how the material aspect of bhakti, the material aspects in the performance of bhakti don't matter. Like the famous word, Patram Pushpam Phalam Toyam.
Mm-hmm.
When you offer something simple to Krishna, if it is offered with devotion, Krishna will help, accept it. So now, of course, that doesn't mean devotees will simply offer fruit flower. Devotees will offer elaborate feast. Chaitanya Charitamrita describes how devotees make so many items and offer.
Mm-hmm.
Similarly, devotees will artistically glorify Krishna. But the important thing is not the artistry, the important thing is the devotion. Hmm? And of course, when devotees want to glorify, devotees also should learn the necessary skills and glorify. Because there are two aspects. One is that even if our glorification is materially imperfect, still it will please Krishna. In that sense, it is perfect. But if it is to attract people in the world, then it also has to be attractive. So it has to. So that's why Srila Prabhupada, in that same purport, Prabhupada also writes, our attempt to present this this wisdom in a foreign language will definitely fail.
Yes.
But it is a science of technical values.
Mm-hmm.
It is a science of spiritual value, technical science of spiritual values.
Mm-hmm.
And intelligent persons will look at the values.
Mm-hmm.
But then of course, so Prabhupada says he knew that his English was not English had some grammatical issues. So then eventually when editors were there, he employed those editors to correct the things. So that means Prabhupada was ready to glorify Krishna even if it is imperfect. But if the opportunity to make it perfect was there, Prabhupada took that opportunity also. So that's why if we are devotees looking at another devotee, then even if the devotee is doing something materially imperfect, still we shouldn't bother about it. But if we are trying to present something to new people, then it has to be as materially also well done as possible. So I would say the context is different. Here the context is the potency of devotion to please Krishna and the potency of devotion to purify our heart doesn't depend on its material perfection. But if we consider that devotion is meant to attract people's hearts, then it has to be presented in such a way that it attracts people. So the contexts are different in two places.
So, just coming back to that, it's...
Transcendental literature is imperfectly composed. Does it mean to Vyasadeva's compositions are imperfect? Well, it's grammar. And even today, if you consider Shakespeare, it's considered to be the Acharya of English writing. But there are authors who have done PhD studies pointing about faults in Shakespeare's English. So now, you could put it in two, three different ways. One is that Shakespeare was a great writer, but his writing was more of his creative, his imagination and everything. But some grammatical issues were there in it. The second could be that maybe that was the convention at that time and we are looking at it from our convention and we are thinking it is wrong. Right. And third is that grammar is also not exactly fixed. The rules of grammar also keep changing. Some usages which were considered unacceptable, say 30, 40 years ago, now they may be considered acceptable. So sometimes Shakespeare might use something which was wrong at that time, but because he has used it, it has become standard now. So similarly, there is some scholar who has done his PhD and written the whole book, pointing out faults in the Bhagavatam Sanskrit in the light of Vedic Sanskrit. I said, this should be like this, this should be like this, this should be like this, this should be like this. Now, there are places, Chakravarti Pad also, when he is giving his commentary, he says, this word should, grammatically this word should be A, but it is A. And he said, this is a poetic license. Because Bhagavatam is poetry, so it is poetic license. And sometimes he just nonchalantly says, this should be E, but it is A. He doesn't deny that. It doesn't emphasize that. So, he just states that. So, I would say grammar, when it is imperfectly composed, is being talked about, it is that the grammar sometimes may not be exactly right as per rules of grammar, which also keep changing.
Right.
So, in that sense, it may be imperfectly composed.
And I think...
So, when Prabhupada says... What he is teaching is the technical science of spiritual values and the language is not important. What does he mean by that exactly? Basically, science is used not so much in the sense of the way the word science is used. You do experiments, you do research, you publish papers. Mm-hmm. Science basically means a systematic body of knowledge which Prabhupada is using. And he's talking about how there are principles of bhakti yoga, chanting the holy names, worshipping the deities, which can purify our hearts. And in that case, the language in which it is said may not be very important. Many scholars, sometimes Sanskrit scholars, have issues with Prabhupada's translations also. Because they feel, in this word actually does not mean this. If you know Sanskrit, then sometimes we may find that the word for word translation that Prabhupada is giving is actually not the dictionary meaning of the word. Yeah. Sometimes it happens like that.
Right.
So then, the example I give for this is, say, suppose there is some ancient Chinese medicine which cures cancer. And there is some practitioner of the Chinese medicine, Chinese person, who has cured many people of that cancer. And then that person learns English. And then after learning English, that doctor translates the Chinese manual of that medical system into English. In contrast, you have an English expert who is a linguist. That person is good in English, that person is good in Chinese also. And that person translates the manual into English.
Right.
If tomorrow I had to take treatment, whose authority would I trust? The Chinese doctors or the English language scholars?
Obviously the Chinese doctor.
Yeah, because he has lived it.
And will not be able to the language.
Yeah, so similarly what Prabhupada is saying is this is a process of transformation. And in that sense, technical science of spiritual values means that it offers us transformation. And the language is in that sense, even if some grammar is off, some this is off, that is off, as long as we understand the essential principles and practice them, we will be transformed. That's what he's focusing on.
I just want to...